Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. There's one place on the smart TV spectrum, maybe all of television, to get high school sports activity 24/7. That place is NFHS Network, running through Apple TV, Roku, and Amazon Fire Television. What's on NFHS's 2020 to-do list? We'll learn when Vice President Mark Kosky joins me next. Also ahead, George Lopez's TV existence takes a new turn. NBC adapting the A word. Big Sky continues on ABC. We've got the details and our classic trivia question. And a special announcement on our status with Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio, and present on Amazon Music and the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Brought to you by Audible.com, the leading provider of spoken audio entertainment information that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to audiobooks and podcasts whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book or podcast or two when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later in the program. 40 degrees at the top of the hour here in NYC, and we welcome you on this Monday afternoon to the program all about TV's current and future. Got a great guest coming your way in the 45 minutes ahead, and we invite you, as always, to be part of the program. So simple, pick up the phone and dial in with this number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number is good anyway. You're catching us across the country, around the globe, here on Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, TuneIn Radio. You can also use our chat room to get through with our guests. It's SimonApple04 by name, and you can find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. And as always, while the program is on the air to you, you can connect others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon, your Blog Talk, Speaker, TuneIn screen, follow the instructions of the Disney Live with you. Mark Kosky from NFHS Network will join us live after these news notes. One thing George Lopez has not done in his extensive TV career, on or off camera, is an hour-long drama series. Well, Amazon may give Lopez that opportunity next year. Lopez is set to develop, star, and executive produce in Once Upon a Time in Aslan on Amazon, dealing with a Chicano family that's out to realize the American dream in the Los Angeles suburbs. Amazon Studios will film the pilot in association with XTX TV, the TV content unit of filmmaker XTS Entertainment. Remember The A Word, the acclaimed BBC series dramatizing the lives of a family with an autistic son? Sundance TV presented the series domestically, and now NBC will work on its own version in partnership with Kesha International, which created the concept as Yellow Peppers. They will do it through Universal Television. Two executive appointments at Freeform this afternoon. Jamila Hunter moves up to Executive Vice President of Original Content, and former Quibi executive of documentaries, the overseer Jahan Robinson, will come in as Vice President of Alternative Programming. Now some quickies. Netflix activity on two levels, going forward with Death to 2020, an end-of-year comedy special from Black Mirror's producers, and renewing Mae Martin's starring comedy Feel Good for a second and last set of episodes. Late-breaking Amazon news, Lucky Chap Entertainment, the venture formed by popular actress Margot Robbie, will develop TV content there on a first-look basis. Just in, ABC will give Big Sky, the controversial David E. Kelly drama, another 6 episodes. That will bring the total order to 18, and the show will continue through a full first season on ABC. Also, the CW just announced that they will renew Penn and Teller Fool Us for another season in 2021. And Hulu will open a new season of popular Canadian series Letterkenny December 26th. We had the creator of Letterkenny on our program last year. You can catch that episode at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. And that is news notes for today. And now joining us live is the Vice President of NFHS Network, the 24/7 high school sports service available on Apple TV, Roku, and Amazon Fire TV, Mark Kosky. Mark, welcome in.
Hey, thanks, Simon. Thanks for having us. We appreciate this. It's going to be fun today.
It is a pleasure. And Mark, where are you calling from? What city?
I am calling from Indianapolis. That's actually the home of the NFHS. The NFHS is actually connected to the NCAA, which I'm sure a lot of folks know what the NCAA is, but the NFHS, think of us as kind of the high school division of the NCAA. So we work with 19,500 high schools nationally throughout the country, every, of course, state throughout the country, all 50 plus DC is our membership. But what we're here to talk about today is the NFHS Network, which was created 8 years ago. And the NFHS Network is actually housed out of Atlanta, Georgia. And so gives you a little quick background there, Simon.
Yeah. So, Mark, how did this project come together? Because until you came along, there was a time that high school sports was part of a lot of television stations on Friday nights, especially with high school football or basketball. And then you had some on regional sports networks. You've had a little lately on ESPN with Geico's sponsorship. But basically, in terms of most television sets, high school sports has really been not around on a national level, and you're the network that's finally doing it. How did it all come together?
Yeah, no, we appreciate that. Appreciate the question. So 8 years ago, actually, you know, through a partnership with Play On Sports. Play On Sports is an Atlanta-based company. It was a spinoff of Turner Broadcasting. They had a great idea to partner with the NFHS and find ways for us to have a streaming network. So 8 years ago, we formed the NFHS Network, and it was a joint venture between Play On Sports, the NFHS, again, as the governing body for high school sports, and 51 state associations. So every high school or every state has a high school athletic and activity association, all 50 states plus D.C. So it came together to form the NFHS Network, and I tell you what, this thing has really taken off the ground lately. We've been very, very excited for the growth, and we have really one big goal, Simon, and that's to cover all 2 million high school events live stream throughout the country each and every year. And so this year we'll have a little over 200,000 of those events. And so I tell you what, the thing is starting to really skyrocket.
On any given week, Mark, how many events are available?
Yeah, you know, so I tell you, this week alone we'll have 6,500 games. And so just looking at our chart here, and so again, you know, how do we get to 2 million events? That's, you know, that's the big thing that we're working with. Of course, there's, as mentioned, 19,500 high schools. And so we want to work with each of those high schools throughout the country and find solutions to live stream not only their varsity games and their great Friday night football games, but we want those Tuesday night volleyball games and those softball games and freshman and JV as well. And so every high school event, we want to make sure that no fans throughout the country, no casual fans, no grandparents, aunts and uncles, they you know, miss a pitch and miss a play.
Mm-hmm. Now, how many, as I mentioned, when people have heard about high school sports on television, when they can find it on ESPN or Fox Sports 1 on the national level, or when they can see it sometimes on a local, I know Sinclair, for example, one of the major station groups, does carry a lot of high school football on their stations. They also have a network called Stadium, which has some high school sports, but a lot of college and some pro. People think of it as football and basketball. How many individual sports do you cover?
So the NFHS network actually this last year covered 17 different sports, and that's how many are at the high school level themselves. But think of also activities, and so speech and debate, music, drama, band. You know, as we say, this is the NFHS network, the high school network. So anything that happens after school, we want to make sure that we showcase it on NFHSnetwork.com.
So what kind of after-school activities beyond sports do you cover?
Yeah, so again, it would be, you know, all the performing arts and drama, band and chess. We've covered graduations, you know, which are great. And so all of that, as we say, that happens within the school setting, we want to make sure that, again, it's on the NFHS network. And so we've been able to live stream that. And each and every year, again, since we started this in 2013, we've gotten better at it and obviously more subscribers. And people are starting to know really who we are and really what we're all about.
Mark Kosky is our guest this half hour on Tomorrow Be Televised. He's vice president of NFHS Network, the high school sports, as you are hearing, more than just high school sports. It's available on several smart TV products. They're available coast to coast. That's Amazon Fire TV, Roku, and Apple TV. Mark joins us live from Indianapolis, Indiana, this half hour on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Simon Evan with you live from New York. Delighted to have you with us at the start of a new week, 3 weeks before Christmas. Happy to have you aboard, whether you're catching us on Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio's Podcast Network, or Amazon Music, as well as other podcast sites. If you have a question or comment for Mark, ring it in, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Coming up on Friday, we have another 90-minute episode, and this is one that you do not want to miss. We kick it off with James Breen. He is the showrunner of the new Fox series, The Masked Dancer. Yes, that is the spinoff of The Masked Singer. It will premiere on December 27th after NFL on Fox Doubleheader. And then you'll meet Doug Schwab. He's the president of Maverick Entertainment, the largest independent distributor of African-American films for theaters. He has just launched a new smart TV network called Maverick Free Black Cinema, and it could be a major boon for African-American content creators. He'll be with us as well on Friday. And finally, have you heard about Rival Peak? It's the Facebook Watch series that is the talk of that service, and it may be one of the big groundbreaking events of this year. Here's how it works. It's a competition show where, get this, all the competitors are artificial intelligence created, and they're in competition in a specific area for a week. You, the viewer, get the chance to dictate where the characters go, and you eliminate a character at the end of every week's competition. It's an amazing show running on Facebook Watch on smart TV sets and smart devices, and on Portal, Face TV's own smart TV product. And we will have an exclusive interview with the showrunner of this project called Jacob Navak. He also is one of the people behind GenVid Technologies. That's the artificial intelligence technology maker behind the making of the show. If you haven't heard about Rival Peak, let me tell you, this may be one of the big groundbreaking stories of TV 2020, and it could be a major new jumping point for interactive television in 2021. So be with us Friday. 90-minute episode of Tomorrow will be televised at our regular time, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, right here. By the way, I want to let you know that originally we were supposed to have as our opening guest Andrew Chapman and Peter Elcott, the executive producer of the popular Fox medical drama The Resident. We were supposed to have them on as our first guest at our regular time period. Unfortunately, we learned after Friday's episode they had to put the schedule because of a late production deal. But they will be with us. We are rescheduling them probably for next week. So stay tuned. We'll let you know. Hopefully on Friday we'll have the reschedule all down. So, Mark, how do you and your colleagues gather together all this high school content and make it available to viewers?
For our end, you know, we end up working with each and individual high school throughout the country itself. And so we try to work with their school broadcast program and have the schools or the students themselves produce these events. And so if we can have the schools produce it, it's great. We also have an automated production system called PixLot, which is a camera that's placed up top of a football field, you know, to cover all this football and basketball and lacrosse games that happen outside the field, or we also have one placed in the basketball gymnasium themselves. And so it has been a great thing to try to work with every high school throughout the country. We have a big goal this year to try to be in 10,000 high schools. And as mentioned earlier, it's, you know, it's 19,500 of them. So we'll be in about half the high schools throughout the country. However, we do produce all the state championship level events, and that's from first round all the way through finals for almost all states throughout the country. And so that's how we're going to get, again, to those 2 million events each and every year, which is our ultimate goal.
Mm-hmm. And what's the production quality like now compared to when you started 8 years ago?
Oh gosh, it's phenomenal now. It's, you know, of course everyone has a phone and they're watching it on their phone, which a majority of our folks do that when you log in and you have an app, NFHSnetwork.com, or you jump on the app itself. But we have an opportunity for watching on phones. Obviously, you can live stream it, watch it on Hulu and, you know, Apple TV and so on. So, you know, that we just want to make sure, you know, that no fans, you know, whether it be grandparents and aunts and uncles that can't make it to the game, of course, in this COVID world, it's totally different now as well, but no fans miss a pitch and no fans miss a play whatsoever. And so the NFHS network has been there from day one. Really, of course, this last year, it really has elevated with more and more individuals not being able to attend contests. But now that we have games that are playing throughout the country, these fans are able to be a part of that action. You know, as we know, high school sports and activities is such a big thing for community. As communities come together, you know, on Friday nights or, again, Tuesdays, you know, for those big volleyball games. And we want to make sure that we can continue that trend, you know, where communities still can come together and cheer on their mascot and wear their colors, you know, on their chest and be a part of something big and celebrate, you know, what high school brings to the community. And so that has been a big thing. Again, when the NFHS network was created, it was all about, you know, keeping communities and bringing communities together. Again, we said it's not a football and basketball network. It's a network for all high school. And we've been able to prove that over the past 8 years.
When people see these activities or these games, are they able to see things like replays, very unusual camera angles, computer graphics that sometimes spotlight the athletes or spotlight the participants involved?
Sometimes they are, and it all depends, you know, what type of production we have. If it's a Pixlock camera, that's a single camera, you know, that's moving with the action itself. That's all automated action itself. However, we have a lot of great school broadcast programs or students that actually are producing these events, and they're showing replays and they're showing graphics that are coming across the screen, and they're, you know, bringing you know, a big event, you know, back on screen, you know, for that fan to watch itself. Really exciting to hear these students themselves call the play-by-play, and you see them actually getting better from the first game of the season throughout the course. And, you know, these are going to be our future leaders when it comes to broadcasting. So these students now, instead of starting their career, so to speak, in college, now they have a chance as a freshman to start a school broadcast program within the schools themselves and to put this to play and, you know, to be a part of something. And a lot of times these students are not on, you know, the football and basketball teams or whatever. They want to be broadcasters. And so we've been able to, you know, work with these students, and we have a curriculum that we can provide to them. And, you know, sometimes this is a class itself. And so these students are getting real life experience, like I said, as a 14-year-old. And I tell you what, our next, you know, Robin Roberts and Bob Costas out there are going to be even better because now, again, these students, you know, or these individuals started in high school. And so the NFHS Network is very proud of that and what we've been able to bring to play.
Yeah. How has the coronavirus pandemic, Mark, impacted what you can do and what you can't do in terms of coverage? We've seen, of course, with this year, particularly lately with college football and pro football, we've seen games, including major games, canceled. We saw this past weekend a game that was supposed to have one team face one team. It was the Coastal Carolina faced Liberty. They ended up facing BYU. As it turned out, Coastal Carolina is still one of the undefeated teams in the country, and they won. And hope that by tomorrow we may find out they're going to be in the top 15. They were ranked 18 last week. So we've seen all sorts of things happen. But how has the pandemic impacted things on the high school level?
You know, as we know, every state is different. And, you know, at first when it was being done by the governors or the governor was making the decision, now it's, you know, down to the mayor level. And so sometimes, you know, one city can play, the next city they're connected to can't. And so scheduling has been just wild, of course, over this last year. But, of course, you know, taking the fans at the stands, which is unfortunate for high school, you know, because we, as we mentioned, high school community, it's all about coming together and celebrating those successes, you know, for that high school team. And so now that's not there. But we're just glad the NFHS Network has the ability to showcase these students now and provide, you know, an opportunity for these fans to still be a part of the action, even though they're not, you know, sitting there actually cheering, but they can still have their own fan zone, you know, at their own home, so to speak.
Yeah. Mark, is there a particular sport or particular activity that has really caught on as an attraction on your network this year? I know, for example, in the last couple of years, on the college level, lacrosse has become a major focus of coverage. Soccer has become a major focus of coverage. And, of course, most recently, in terms of chess, we just had the incredible success of Netflix's The Queen's Gambit, which is really, I guess, marked a new interest in chess. And I'm wondering if that has popped up on the high school level.
You know, volleyball has really taken off for us this year. Of course, lacrosse is the fastest growing sport, continues to be over the past several years from the NFHS level, as we have more and more state associations that are picking that up as a state championship event. But volleyball has really gotten big for us, which is great. Again, you know, it's not just a football and basketball network, it's a high school network. And so if we can have, you know, if we can have more volleyball games and field hockey games, which are great, you know, anything, any sport and activity that happens at the high school level, we want to make sure it's featured on the NFHS network. And we've been able to really do that even more over the past, you know, 5 months.
In a moment, we're going to find out what NFHS has got planned for 2021 and whether they might have things like advertised support, be more involved with smart TV sets as well as smart devices and so on. We have Mark Kosky with us. He's the vice president of NFHS Network, the National High School Sports Streaming Service that's available right now when it comes to smart TV products on Roku, Apple TV, and Amazon Fire TV, also available on smartphones, tablets, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Mark's with us live from Indianapolis, Indiana this half hour on Tomorrow Be Televised. And happy you are with us as well, wherever you're catching us across the country or around the globe. Simon Applebaum with you live from New York. 40 degrees at the top of the hour. If you have a question or comment on remaining this with Mark, don't be shy. Make your phone call and make it go at 646-652-2906 or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Next Monday on Tomorrow Be Televised, we'll talk about a very interesting service available through Cinedime, the content aggregator for smart TV programmers. It's My Time Movie Network. It's the new Lifetime-type service for women. We'll talk with one of the key people involved with the service, manager Jacob Nasser. Plus, a very popular ABC attraction this time of year is the Great Christmas Light Fight. We've got the executive producer, Brady Canal. He'll be joining us, and we hope you'll be joining us too. That's next Monday at a regular time, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Be Televised. And don't forget, coming up after our interview, we've got our classic trivia question of the week. So you got a chance to win a couple great prizes if you know the answer to the question. So stay tuned. Our next winner might be you. Mark, currently, as I mentioned, when it comes to smart TVs, you're on Apple TV, you're on Roku, and you're also on Amazon Fire TV. Where are you at in terms of getting on the other smart TV products, as well as getting on sets from Samsung, Vizio, LG, and the like?
Yep, you know, so it's our goal to be on every platform. You know, so we're in the process of trying to work with each of those and find solutions to get out these, again, eventually the 2 million games that we'll produce on the NFHS network for them to be on every platform across the globe.
When it comes to 2021, Mark, what are some of the plans you have for next year? What do you want to do in terms of, let's say, additional coverage of a particular sport, introducing a sport that hasn't been covered yet, maybe attracting advertisers on a national or local level? What's the game plan, if you will, for next year?
Yeah, you know, always looking for, of course, additional advertisers, I think, like all of us. However, you know, finding a way, like as I mentioned earlier in the program, we'll have about 200,000 games this year. And so we want to make sure that we can work with every high school throughout the country to showcase those games. And so finding opportunities for schools to be a part of our school broadcast program. And if we're able to do that, again, you know, those fans will never miss anything. And they'll be a part of that action just like they were prior to, you know, prior to COVID when they had a chance to actually attend those games live. But the aunt and uncles and grandparents who couldn't go to those games, even before, you know, the COVID situation, you know, they're not going to miss a pitch on the NFHS network, and they're not going to miss a play. And so not only is it state championship events, but again, it's all those freshman and junior varsity games that in the past hadn't been covered. And so now we have that opportunity for them to be a part of it.
What was the audience feedback? Are they telling you, for example, give us more volleyball, give us more lacrosse, give us more glee type events, give us more chess or checkers? Or are there certain sports that they would like to see that you don't have now, like give us field hockey, give us dodgeball, give us a college bowl kind of shows, battle of the minds, if you will? I remember the famous high school quiz show It's Academic that's been on in Washington for decades, was used to be an attraction here in New York with the late MC Art James as the host. I remember watching it on American University on WRC Channel 4 with Mac McGarry, one of the late great hosts and announcers there, doing his act now for many years. What is the audience telling you about what they'd like to see?
It's all about more content, in a sense. You know, if we can cover every high school event and each and every year, that's a huge deal. You know, so sure, the sports are covered and so on, but how about those other after school activities? You know, esports, you know, is something that we have really kind of gotten into as of late. And there's 12 million students that participate in high school sports and activities each and every year. 12 million students. And so how can we showcase them not once, but throughout their entire career? And so as we archive these events and have them on the NFHS network, you can go to NFHSnetwork.com and you can see the last 7 years of coverage. And that's hundreds of thousands of events that you can definitely watch and take part in and see. And so, you know, we want to cover, again, everything in high school. We want to make sure it's available on the NFHS network, you know, for all fans to be a part of. And so that's what we hear most about, hey, you know, hey, can you cover this event? How do we get our school on the school broadcast program? That's a big deal for us. And so, you know, through our work through Pixalot, and we are actually just announced in July the high school support program. And what that is that every school in the country is receiving 2 free Pixalot cameras. And those Pixalot, it's the automated camera that as mentioned, it was, you know, put up on a press box in a football, soccer field, or inside in a gymnasium. But those Pixalot cameras are given free from the NFHS network to schools, every school throughout the country. And so we're hopeful that more and more schools take advantage of that because then, again, their fans will not ever miss a game. And so really excited about that big initiative. And it's our high school support program, Pixalot Free for All. And so these Pixalot cameras, again, are given to every school throughout the country free. And that was a $200 million raise from Play On Sports, which is our partner out of Atlanta. And they've done just a phenomenal job of the mission, the purpose of what high school is all about. And so that's why it's been such a great partnership between the NFHS, Play On Sports, to do what's best, again, for these 19,500 high schools nationally, and most importantly, for the 12 million students that are a part of high school sports and activities. And so, again, as we showcase them and show them exactly, or you know, show off exactly what they've worked so hard for, you know, it makes what we do on a daily basis totally worthwhile.
Yeah. I have two more questions for you before you go. One is that NBC announced last week that they're bringing back the GE College Bowl as a primetime program. I mentioned it's academic. Any thoughts about perhaps starting a GE College Bowl-like series that would involve high schools from around the country in a national competition?
Yeah, I would say if that's, you know, in high schools and that's going to be an after-school activity or, you know, within, you know, one of these high schools, all the high schools throughout the country, you better believe it. We want to cover that live on the NFHS network. And so we are all for that type. Any time that these students can get together under the direction of a teacher coach, we feel it's a great thing. And so, you know, these students are learning how to win, how to lose, how to work as teams, how to represent their communities when they jump on a bus and go, you know, across state lines, you know, and again, wear those school colors and to be a part of something, some even, you know, just as big as their day-to-day academics, you know, because it forces these students to get great grades so that they can participate in these team events after the fact. And so, yes, we want to have that event live on the NFHS network. So tell you what, if there are schools out there that want to be a part of that, we definitely want them to be a part of the NFHS network to showcase the great things that they're doing.
And finally, you mentioned after-school activities. I know growing up at John Dewey High School in Brooklyn, New York, a marvelous school at the time and still is, that every year they would have theater performances, they would have dance concerts, they would have sometimes music performances, debates, things like that. Any possibility in the near future that you'll increase that amount of activity and maybe even spin off a network that will be devoted just to, let's say, culture events, dance, theater, music, other such events?
Yeah, but potentially. Obviously, we want all those events right now on the NFHS network, and we currently have those, speech and debate, music, drama, band, all those type of performances within the school setting. Those currently are on our network. And so as that elevates and we get more students involved, yes, I'll tell you what, if we need to have break-offs, you know, for the NFHS network and have kind of subtitles and because there's so many events, we've got to make it easier for the fans to find, we want to do that. But again, most importantly, how do we showcase the great work that those students and those teacher coaches are doing every day after school? We want to highlight them, and the NFHS network is definitely the place to do that.
And you can find NFHS Network now on Roku, on Apple TV, on Amazon Fire TV, and hopefully in this coming year it'll be on smart TV sets and other smart TV devices. And by the way, if you have a smart TV set and it's not available where you are, please let your smart TV provider, whether it's Samsung or Vizio or LG, whatever, know. And if you want to know more about the service and the wide variety of program it has, here's where you go online, www.nfhsnetwork.com. It's www.nfhnetwork.com, available 24/7. Mark Kosky, the Vice President of the network, thank you again for joining us. Congratulations on what your service has accomplished so far and throughout this year, and hopefully an even greater next year ahead for you.
Thank you, Simon. Appreciate what you do. Appreciate the opportunity, and hopefully everyone will have a chance to jump on to nfhsnetwork.com and to celebrate their local community successes.
Absolutely. And speaking of celebrations, have a wonderful holiday season and a great start to 2021.
You too. Thanks, Simon.
You're welcome, Mark. Take care. Mark Kosky, the Vice President of NFHN Network, joining us live from Indianapolis, Indiana. More tomorrow will be televised, including our classic trivia question of the week, but first some wonderful words from the fine folks at Audible.com. If you want a very inspirational tale, and we could use one this time of year, how about this one, Can't Hurt Me by David Goggins. I promise you, it's one of the most inspirational audiobooks you have ever heard. And you can hear it right now with a one-month trial run at Audible.com. Remember, Audible.com is the leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment, information, and absolutely inspiration. Over 200,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, whatever you're hearing us on right now, at Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, etc. Remember, if you sign up at audibletrial.com/televised, it's audibletrial.com/televised, you get one free audiobook, 1 month trial of the service, great customer service from Amazon.com, Audible's parent, and even some health wellness material for you, which we all need around this time of year. And if you're an Amazon Prime customer already, guess what? You get two audiobooks for your trial of one. And don't forget, anytime you can check out the wonderful growing catalog of Audible Originals. It's original audio productions, best of Broadway, off-Broadway, regional theater, and great one-woman and one-man performances. And it makes a great holiday gift that lasts a lifetime. So how about making this holiday season the time for you or someone you know, check out Audible.com and have it be the way you can discover the world in an incredible, incredible way, the world of audio. Remember, for that one-month trial, it's audibletrial.com/televised. Coming up next, our classic trivia question of the week, the major announcement about our deal with Blog Talk Radio. But first, we're going to pause at the bottom of the hour for web identification. You're listening to blogtalkradio.com, speaker.com, tuning.com, best internet radio on the planet, together reaching more than 50 million listeners around the world every month and growing. Don't forget, every weekday morning, including tomorrow, it's Kings in the Morning. Join K, King, and crew tomorrow, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. I promise you, it's a great way to start your day. Kings in the Morning, tomorrow, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, Jay King and crew getting you the holiday spirit for sure at blogtalkradio.com. And remember, BTR is also available 24/7 at youtube.com. Welcome back to the Marby Televised. Simon Applebaum with you for a few more minutes. Happy to have you aboard. Time for our classic trivia question of the week. And if you're first with the correct answer, got two prizes for you. It's Crazy Stupid Love, the wonderful movie on DVD with Steve Carell, Ryan Gosling, Julianne Moore, Emma Stone, Marissa Tomei, Kevin Bacon, cast of thousands, and Clutch Plus, the wonderful money and card clip device from Telaria. And you can get it if you know the answer to this question. It's our second week offering it, so let's see if you can get it, and we can get a winner this week. The question, how many scripted TV series did Lloyd Bridges star in? How many scripted television series did Lloyd Bridges star in? His first was Sea Hunt back in the late 1950s, early 1960s, and quite a few more. I can tell you this, it's less than 10. So give it a go. If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to include your name and address. And if you've already won before, well, give somebody else a chance to get that possibility realized. Once again, if you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. Enclose your name and address. Maybe, who knows, by the end of the week, you could win the Clutch Plus Telaria, Money and Card Clip, and that DVD of Crazy Stupid Love. If you don't get a winner by the end today, we'll post it tomorrow morning on Facebook, Simon Applebaum, and on Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. That's UBC Simon TWBT. Remember, in order to win, you got to play in, so do so, and all the very best. Since 2009, this very place, Blog Talk Radio, has been our flagship home of this program. We're now in our 12th year on BTR, 14th year overall. And we're delighted to tell you that late last week, we made a new deal with Blog Talk Radio. We're still a premium host and a premium program, paying a little bit more. But here's the great news. The thing is that under this new agreement, we are now able to do primetime episodes. That's right. we are now able to go from 7 to 11 o'clock with an episode if we want to schedule one. Until now, we've had to only go up to 7 p.m. during the day. So if there was, for example, a guest that we wanted to do a special hour episode with, one of the major heavy hitters in television, we couldn't do it because normally they wouldn't be around at our regular time period of 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific. So now that we have this ability, we are going to try next year to do a series of primetime hour or 90-minute specials with some of the heavy hitters in television, people like Shonda Rhimes, Ted Sarandos, the chief content officer and now co-chief executive of Netflix, Greg Berlanti, Ryan Murphy, Byron Allen, Tyler Perry, Kaylee Burke, the new head of Disney TV Studios, Craig Irwin, the now head of both Hulu and ABC, and many, many more. We hope to try to do them on a once every 2 months, month and a half basis, starting in the first quarter of 2021. We think we have an opportunity now to get some of these heavy hitters to be on our show for an hour, for 90 minutes, solo, like the Dick Cavett Show used to do way back when, or the Merv Griffin Show used to do way back when in the 70s and 80s, and to be with you, and for you to contact them with your phone calls and chat room reaction. So over the next couple of weeks, we're going to make some inroads with some of the various people I mentioned and see if we can get them on one of our first episodes in either like January, February, or March of 2021 in prime time. Also, another thing we can do is if we wanted to, we could schedule episodes beyond 2 hours. We could go 2.5 or 3 hours under this new deal. So thank you to Blog Talk Radio for making this happen. We're very excited about the possibilities getting realized. And once again, we'll keep you posted about this new opportunity that we have to do shows in prime time, where we think we can get some of these heavy hitters to be available to do the program. So we'll keep you posted about that. And again, thank you to BTR for that. One more time, in case you came in late. There we go. I got my tongue untied. In case you came in late, we were supposed to have as our lead guest Andrew Chapman and Peter Elcott from The Resident, the popular Fox medical drama that's going into its latest season in January. Unfortunately, after we did our show Friday, we learned that their schedule flipped. So what was free time for them today, nope, time to get back to production deals. So we're going to reschedule them with Fox's support for next week or the week after, and we'll keep you posted. Hopefully on Friday we will have the deal about when they will be able to do it. All right? Also, one more thing before we let you know about again tomorrow, what we have on Friday and next Monday. We want to let you know that the Omnicultural TV Festival is underway, virtually Kiki Mendez event in Los Angeles. Congratulations on their opening night party, virtual party yesterday. And we hope at some point before the month is over to bring you any of the winners from the festival, which is going on all week long. For more details, go to their website or go to nappy.com, and you can find out more about what they are doing. And congratulations to Kiki and her crew. If you want to hear our interview we did with Kiki about a month ago, go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised, or go to our podcast site and check out the interview for yourself. Don't forget, coming up on Friday, we're back at our regular time period, 3 p.m. Eastern New Pacific. Great 90-minute show for you. Do not miss. We got something for everybody. From The Masked Dancer, that premieres on Fox later this month after a Fox NFL doubleheader, we've got showrunner James Breen. We've got the president of Maverick Entertainment, Doug Schwab. His company is the leading independent provider of African-American movies to theaters around the country. And now he's launched a brand-new smart TV service that could be a groundbreaker for African-American series and movie creators, Maverick Free Black Cinema. And finally, we will have the showrunner of the new Facebook Watch sensation, Rival Peak. It's a competition show like you've never seen before. Check it out. All the characters are created from artificial intelligence, and you, the viewer, have the opportunity to determine where they go, how they compete, and who gets eliminated week after week. Jacob Novak from Rival Peak, the showrunner, and he's also the co-founder and chief executive of the company GenVid Technologies that created the technology for this show to happen, will be with us. I promise you, it may be one of the groundbreaking interviews that we will do all year long, and this program, Rival Peak, was getting a lot more attention now after its debut a couple weeks ago on Facebook Watch, on Smart TV set, and through Portal TV, which is Facebook's own smart TV device. This may be a major new development in TV history. And for content creators, the possibility of using artificial intelligence to some degree could be very, very enticing after they learn about Rival Peak. I promise you, it will be an interview that will be very, very, very important to the future of television. So be sure to be with us. That's Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Be Televised. And then coming up next Monday from My Time Movie Network, available through Cinedigm on smart TV sets and devices, we'll have manager Jacob Nasser. And from ABC's popular holiday series, The Great Christmas Life Fight, executive producer Brady Connell. That's next Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific. Also, let you know that next week, we will have a three-episode week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And the following week, Christmas week, we'll do like we did last month at Thanksgiving, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, back-to-back-to-back episodes at our regular time. So do not miss. We're planning to have a lot of great guests coming your way for Christmas week. Remember, if you came in late on today's program, want to catch up an episode you missed, you go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. That's blogtalkradio.com/televised. Don't forget, check out the podcast. We're available 24/7 on iTunes, Apple TV, Spreaker Podcast, TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio.com, and Amazon Music. And if you'd like your favorite podcast site to take our program, let them know or let me know and who just contacted that on that podcast place. And we'll get in touch with them and see what we can do. So don't forget, we're on podcast 24/7. We're also available at MediaDose.com, the media leadership destination website, with great people like Jack Myers and Charlene Weiser and Ed Martin and Jeff Minsky and Christy Moore and a whole bunch of great people with analysis and commentary on TV and the whole world of media. You now catch many of our recent episodes at MediaVillage.com. It's www.MediaVillage.com. As always, we want your feedback on our program. What do you think about our guests today from NFHS Network, what they're doing in high school sports on television? What's your thoughts about where TV is at and where it's going in 2021? We'd love to hear. So email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. You can also follow me on Facebook at Simon Applebaum. Find me on Twitter at UBCSimonTWBT. Also follow me at LinkedIn at Simon Applebaum as well. We do respond to your thoughts within 24 hours. Why? Because now more than ever, what you say matters. The views expressed here are those of the participants, not necessarily those of Blog Talk Radio and other distributors of this program. Our production associate at BTR is Mandolin. Andy Toe is BTR's general manager, with Jay Sonnenberg, head of content. The co-founders of this enterprise are Alan Levy and Bob Cherish. Tomorrow Be Televised was brought to you today by Audible.com and Amazon Division. Remember, Audible transformed the way you hear the world. For a one-month trial with one or two free audiobooks, plus other material and great customer service as well. It's audibletrial.com/televised. Make a great holiday season gift that lasts a lifetime. But Tomorrow Be Televised, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for your listening. Have a wonderful rest of your week. Back Friday at our regular time, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, 90th edition. You know where. Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio, and the iHeartRadio Podcast Network, along with Amazon Music. Until then, whatever you're doing between now and then, please stay safe, please stay great, because we want to lick this pandemic now more than ever. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.